Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Artist Connection with your girls Tamiel C and Tasha, where we care to share your story.
Chia, yeah, Red Dab in the building, knockout kid on the beat, jacket, hey, yo. Tamiel C and Tasha, listen to my demo. This grind is crazy, need some time, can you play me? Yeah. I got a whole lot to say, please. I breathe this music like a no-tooth freeze. Nah, I mean, it's the artist connection. We're the best of the best. Explain the love of their lifetimes. They sing of their right rhymes. Hey. Cop to Mannheim, hey. From the H-State to the UK. Yeah. International push to get their airplay. It's not about the paper, it's all for the love. And right. The promotion is gangsta, got the arts in their blood. Dreamweavers, throw your hands up in the club. To the tune you fell asleep to, your creations that the world needs to hear, and the message is clear, it's the artist connection, and in this category, Tamiel C and Tasha care to share your story, yes, they care to share your story,
hey yo, Tamiel C,
got a song you gotta hear though,
hey Tasha, Tasha,
please listen to my demo,
please point this tune in the right direction, it's easy. On the artist connection, yo, Tamiel C.
Got a song you gotta hear though.
Hey, Tasha, Tasha.
Please listen to my demo.
Please point this tune in the right direction. It's easy on the artist connection, yeah.
We're back. This is part two of our show. This and That Small Talk with Tasha and Tammy. I'm your host, Tamiel C, and together with my amazing partner and co-host, Tasha, we will entertain you with interesting topics as always. Thanks for tuning in, and you can leave a shout out or call in and promote your link on social media at 347-633-9102. What up, partner? Are you ready for another round of fun?
Oh, my gosh, I am so ready. What's up, everybody? This is our next, this is another edition of our Artist Connection show. I'm just going to jump right in. I have so much for you guys tonight as far as our gossip goes. You guys know that my partner is going to hit you with the facts, and I hit you with the kind of fun stuff, crazy celebrity news. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, now this is something that it just came across me. I haven't really got a chance to get into this, but please, if you get a chance, look up Mike Jones. It looks like he's been in some trouble. Yeah, Mike Jones, he's in some trouble for human trafficking. And that kind of came across me today, and it was like a last-minute thing, and I just was like, hold on. So that is what I will be bringing you guys next week. So definitely I'm going to read about that, but that's just a little teaser, okay? But I will get down to the bottom of what's going on with that. With all that being said, I wanted to give also a little review, because I did get to see the movie Get Hard this week with Kevin Hart. Man, shout out to Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart. They did their thing in that movie. It's so funny, like hilarious. You have to see it. So I said when I came back on air, I wanted to definitely promote that movie only because it's so funny. Oh, my God. Okay, and the next thing that I'll be talking about is, did anybody get to see the Nick Gordon thing? The Nick Gordon interview, of course, you know, Nick Gordon is Whitney Houston's, basically he was with her, Whitney Houston's daughter. And what is going on with that? I have been hearing, like, all kinds of, we don't know. We don't know the status of Bobby Christina, so let's just pray for her. But that Nick Gordon interview was a mess. Let me just say that. I do apologize, guys. Sorry about that. He went from, just being crawling on the floor, kind of acting kind of, I'm just going to say crackish, allegedly. I don't know if that's what he was doing, but it was just really out of sorts. Did you happen to catch that, partner? Did you see that interview or anything about it?
I have not. Mm-mm. I'm probably going to have to look at it after the show.
Yes, it was such a mess. First of all, he said that he found Whitney in the bathtub, and he tried to revive her and perform CPR. And basically, everybody came out and determined that was a lie because they said that nobody was allowed in the room. Even the daughter couldn't get in the room with Whitney. So why would he say that on national TV? It was just a mess. And but at the end, they did, Dr. Phil, you know, he did get him rushed to rehab. So that is your Nick Gordon news. Yeah, it was just off, the whole thing. And he talked about how basically he moved in the house at 18 years old, and Bobby Christine, I think, was like 12 years old when he moved in, and she begged Whitney to move her in. It's just it's a lot, and it's a mess. And, yeah, it's kind of hard to determine the real from the fake with that. You guys, I'm leaving that with you guys. Y'all let me know what y'all think about that. The next thing that I want to talk about is Evelyn Lozada is getting her own, it looks like her own TV show, reality show or something on OWN. She's trying to rebrand herself. You know, you all know her from Basketball Wives and, of course, the Ocho Cinco and all that stuff that happened with her. Of course, she's with, I believe she's a baseball player, but all I know about him, they say that he has, like, billions of dollars. I don't know who this person is, but they said that he's really paid. So people were just like, Evelyn, don't mess up your money. Don't do reality. Don't mess up your money. Just be quiet. They have a baby together. They have a little, I think it's a boy that they have together. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like, girl, stay off TV and just do your thing. But you guys know Evelyn. She just, you know, to me, I've always kind of wondered a little bit about her a little bit because she has, first of all, she has this gorgeous daughter that's grown. And Evelyn, you know, she kind of seems like she just got wrapped up. She doesn't seem like an all bad person. You know how you meet some people, or you, not me because I've never met her, but, you know, you see some people and you're just like, okay, what are they? Are they all bad? Are they all good? I just was on the fence with her. But hopefully we'll all get to see, you know, that a little better side of what we've seen from Evelyn because she has been a mess, of course. But, hey. But, yeah, so that's what's going on so far.
Well, you know, I've never really been a fan of reality shows, and that just gets the show on, like, all that drama and stuff. You know, it's like she was drawn to that. But then the real person, you know, I don't think we ever gotten to meet. I mean, that Evelyn that was on or is on those reality shows, I'm not really sure if that's her. So I kind of, like, withhold my judgment on that, but I just, I just, look, I'm not going to sit here and say never say never. But I'm not crazy about the thought of being in a reality show, like if somebody would offer, because you just, it's a little bit too much. It's, and I think they spend so much, and it's like they put traps out for you to fail and for you to become this, I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not.
No,
but now I do tell you what I did catch myself watching, and I was surprised. I was like, wait till I tell my partner. I watched it, and it's called, hold up, I'm so bad with names. Okay, I'm scrolling through YouTube like I usually do when I'm homesick. I listen to my German music, and so anyway, somehow I come across Saya. Is it, oh gosh, I'm sure I say her name wrong. It's her name, Saya. She's a female artist, female rapper. She's openly gay, and she's bad. She's a bad chick, and she is part of a reality show. Diamond is in there. What is the name of that? It's like a hip-hop show.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name of it, but I've seen all the female hip-hop artists. You know, honestly, I haven't had a chance to get that. I have heard that it's really, really good, and, of course, the people are really talented on it, but I haven't had a chance to check that one out. But, yeah, you know, you guys know, as far as me, I love the reality, unfortunately. Reality shows are just because, you know what, the way I look at them, yes, it's horrible the way that they depict some people and what happens to some people. With that being said, Angie Stone, I didn't get a chance to talk about that last night, but you guys, if you haven't heard, Angie Stone got into a very big domestic violence issue with her daughter. Her daughter is 30 years old. She ended up allegedly knocking her teeth completely out, and the girl was on social media, Instagram, everywhere, crying, with showing her mouth and stuff, but from what rumors are, okay, rumor has it, is that she's 30, she's living with her mom. Angie Stone came home, the little kids weren't bathed, they were running around. She got little babies, I don't know how old they are, but little babies, weren't bathed, weren't clean, nothing. The house was a mess. Angie couldn't find her. Finally, she found her, and the girl was basically giving her attitude as if she lives with Angie, as if Angie lives with her, basically. And, I don't know what exactly happened. This is, of course, rumors, but they said that, she put her hands on her mom. And we know how that turned out. And I'm definitely not for domestic violence. I'm not at all saying that you should ever put your hands on somebody, but I do feel like you know, mom. I do not play anybody that I gave birth to putting their hands on me. I'm sorry, that's just how it goes. So I'm leaving you guys with that, and I'm gonna let my partner get into her facts for you guys.
Well, there's another one before I get into my stuff. Another story that I've read on social media that was about Lawrence Fishburne and his mother that is about to get evicted.
Yes.
Now, allegedly, of course. But you might want to get into that more and on our next show, kind of, you know.
Yeah. I have that one for tonight. Yeah, I have that one for a little later, too.
Here is some of my stuff. You know, I like the Did You Knows, and yesterday on part one, I was already talking about the bloody stuff, and I got some more bloody stuff, and it's Did You Knows, and I like those. Okay, did you know people with the type O blood are 83% more likely to be bitten by a mosquito? Hospitals ask more, for the type O, too, which I didn't know. That's a new one for me, because O can be given to anyone. O negative is the most appealing of all. Interesting.
Yeah, that I did hear.
Next
one. I heard that one.
Yeah, that one. Did you know blood tests can reveal if you are physically, we know that, or mentally ill? Now, for a long time, blood tests have been used to tell if you're sick, of course. Too few red blood cells means that you're anemic. Too many white ones can be a sign of infection. Yeah, most of us do know that. But now researchers are finding that certain chemicals in the blood are signs or makers that a person may be depressed or even thinking about suicide. These results give hope to better ways for tests, treats, and prevent of mental illness. And I think that is very great news for
awesome.
The mental illness. Very much. I mean, now, boom, you know, they can find it in the blood even so. I got another one about the blood clots. And a lot of people do know when you sit too long or you drive too long, you know, the danger of it. But I just love to kind of bring it up again for people that really just maybe not realizing how dangerous it really is. Spending long stretches of time without moving your legs can cause deep vein thrombosis or blood clots in the legs. Flights of 8 hours or longer are the worst. To lower your risk, always stand, stretch, and walk a bit when the seatbelt sign isn't lit. Or go for a rooming exit rows if you have the choice, of course. So always make sure you stretch your legs. And not just with airplanes, but also when you drive for a long period of time. You know, try to move them legs, move them feet, take breaks, get out the car, jump up and down. You know, it is so vital. It is so dangerous. With those blood clots. You know, those blood clots, they're no joke. And you know that partner.
They sure are. They sure are. Exactly. I was going to say that too. It's really, really sad because I know people who lost people because of those. They had blood clots and it went to their heart. So, yeah, definitely move around as much as possible. Great advice, partner. Great, great, great.
Yeah. We always got to stay on top of our health, you know. And like I said, I get all of my information from accurate and certified well, and health pages, you know, Dr. Oz is one. WebMD is one source that I really, really trust and get my information source from. Now, this is a did you know, and it's actually a saying, it's nothing to do with health. Did you know that The blood is thicker than water. It's actually not tied to the family ties. I bet you a lot of people didn't know that. Listen to this. Actually, it's quite the opposite. In the Middle Eastern culture, blood brothers, warriors who share blood, they shed in the battle, are even closer than biological brothers. An earlier expression in the blood is far stronger than the water of the womb. Historians think wealthy English men have bent the meaning to stress the importance of bloodlines and keep the money in the family. So the English men turned the meaning around. The actual meaning weren't really tied to the family, right? Interesting. Who would have known, right?
Yeah, I know. Very interesting. I'm loving the blood facts, but that was really deep. But you know what? Usually when there's some big conspiracy or something's going on, it's always money behind it, isn't it? Like, it's always money. Constantly. That's
because, you know,
wow.
People normally, you know, normally you say blood is thicker than water, and, you know, we think, okay, this is, you know, I mean, for my family. This is my
family. Exactly.
You think about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
also when you think about it, when, you know, you're in war, I mean, you're facing death all the time. You have to create serious bonds with people. And in that case, your family is not out there on that front line with you. So, that was really good. That was really good. Good to know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's an early expression. Again, it's far stronger than the water of the womb. So, really, my blood brother that I've made blood brothers with, that's not biologically my brother, is actually closer to me than my brother from the womb. Like, that's interesting. Interesting.
Very deep.
And
very deep.
Yeah, I got a WTF fact, and it's funny. We change our voice when we talk to someone we like. And I have to agree, because, look, man's voice.
Oh, my God.
Go deeper if you like someone.
Very baby.
And when we like someone,
higher. Yeah, higher. So true, right?
It's funny.
That's so true.
I have a few more, but. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay, no, go ahead. But I was going to tell you, you know, that's really interesting because I told people for years when I would talk to my mom, it's like automatic. Of course, you know, my mom passed away, you know, a few years ago. But when I would talk to her, I would always talk in baby talk. I don't know why. It would just be this automatic, like, I mean, not when I'm talking to her about everything, but on certain things. I'd be like, my mom. And I cannot do it again, but it was just with her. And that's so strange, but I would always do that. So, yeah, real interesting. Very interesting. I never knew why.
Hey, Bubba from the Backwoods Show, welcome. I just now see that you have locked on our chat room. And he's asking, let me just read that. Hello, Bubba, and thanks for joining here. He's saying, I fell and heard a pop. Okay, now in my grown muscle hurts. I cannot put pressure on it to walk. How long before I heal? Well, okay, you bruise, no swelling, no inflammation. I'm at rest when I'm sitting down or laying down. Bubba, that sounds like you might want to go to the doctor and get that checked out and get an x-ray or something, hoping you're getting to feel better. I would say, you know, normally, like when you hurt yourself like that, a lot of times, like cold compressions can help. But then again, you know, in your case, I would probably go and go to the doctor and get it checked out, maybe get an x-ray or something, you know. You know, we are not doctors here. We just, you know, we're sharing the health tips that we have from those pages. But in situations like that, I would go to the doctor and just get that checked out.
Better safe
but
than sorry
always.
But
thanks for sharing, brother.
Thanks, brother. No, I said better safe than sorry always. I'm a queen of going to the ER, honey. I go to the urgent care. Definitely get that checked out, Bubba. Definitely.
Now, you know, we always pick those letters, and I really love them, those messages from people on our Twitter, Facebook, and email. And we get the greatest questions here. But this one, I think, partner, you're going to love, because it's not really a question. It's somebody that braced us. And I thought that I'm going to read that here on the show today. And the message pick for today comes from Taekwon out of New Jersey. Shout out to New Jersey. He said, listen, the first time I listened to your show was coincident. I was browsing around on BTR and was looking for poetry shows. I stumbled across your open mic show, and I was amazed on how dope you guys handled it. Ever since then, I follow you and read your posts. I really just want to give you girls a shout-out, and I think you guys should be press-affiliated. Wow. Taekwon, we smiling from ear to ear. We truly appreciate your love and support. Because thank you. Hard work pays off, and it feels awesome to have people recognizing that. So shout-out to you, Taekwon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Big shout-out. Major shout-out to New Jersey and you, Taekwon. That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow,
I know. I'm going to have to share that with Tosh, because that was very, very sweet, and we really appreciate the love.
We do. Man, open mic, though, you know, it's crazy because I was going to talk about it tonight. We were doing open mic for a long time. I can't even remember how long. We have done so many, and we have so much fun, because when I tell you guys, we are artists first. They always tell us, like, when we hit up artists or whatever to come on our show, they always say, well, how much are you going to charge me, or what is it going to be? We do this out of love for free, you know, for our artists. You know what I mean? Just because we want to help. We want to, any way that we can, you know, any way that we can help boost you up and get you heard, that's what we do. So with our open mic, you know, we got to a point where we had people who they would call in and they would share, I mean, some of the most beautiful poetry. Their names are just running through my head right now. But so that we don't do that, you know what I mean? We don't have a whole bunch of people calling and then other people can't get in. We came up with The Chosen Two, and The Chosen Two is coming up really, really soon. We're actually going to be scheduling in the next couple of weeks here. But basically what it is different poets every night that we're going to have on there. And we're going to pick our favorite two, and then we're going to reach out to them, and then they're going to get to tag somebody, and then they get to come on the show. So it's just a different way for us to spread the love right for it like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
So check out for Chosen Two.
Yeah, and it's exciting. And out of respect, we, of course, need your consent first. We're not just going to pick you and announce that you're going to be on our show. That's not how it's going to work. But
thank you for clearing that up. Yes.
You pretty much will kind of sign up, meaning you're going to let us know if you want to be among the ones that we pick. And pretty much this goes out to our TNT poetry group right now. Pretty much everybody going to be on there sooner or later, okay? That's a fact. But it's going to be randomly. We're not going to have a special order for that, because me and my partner kind of pick from week to week who we're going to choose, who's going to be the chosen two this week or so. That's how I think we're going to do that. Now, of course, outside of our group, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, you have to have some sort of talent if you want to be one of the chosen poets, you know. Correct me if I'm wrong, your partner.
No. I'm like, yeah, no shade, but we're not trying to hear, you know. Let me stop. Point is, yeah, we're going to need you to be talented, boo. That's it. Okay.
Right. A little bit of talent. That would be nice. Of course, yesterday we had a question. I believe it was Robin out of Oklahoma. If you have to be an artist to be on our show. Hello?
Oh, yes. Wait, I wanted to say something, too. Also, watch the language on the poetry, but that's all I wanted to say, okay? Just watch the language, not too dirty, okay? All right, go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, I was saying yesterday the question was, do I have to be an artist to be on our show? No. That's just for the Chosen Two show. Now, you have to be a poet to be on the Chosen Two poetry show. To be chosen, yes, you have to be a poet for that. Now, to be on our show, to call in, no, you don't have to be an artist or a poet or anything. You can just call us and give a shout out. That's called our show anytime. So you don't have to be an artist. We have to make that clear now. We don't want to be leaving y'all like, oh, what? Yesterday they said.
Yeah, we don't want y'all feeling some type of way about us. Please don't.
No. Yeah, We have love for everybody. I don't know if you have another.
Oh yes. I was gonna talk about the the eviction thing with the Lauren Fishburne. And basically what's going on is, you know, I don't know everybody's relationship, so that's basically what I wanna say first about this situation. But basically his mother's getting evicted. She's saying she ain't got no money. She's saying that her son makes all this money and won't help her out with the eviction. She's broke. It's kind of the same thing that Oprah's her stepfather's wife was saying after they had divorced or split, when Oprah wanted the house back whoever owned it, whatever. I just know that the lady was being evicted, and she was all over social media talking about, you know, like, oh, Oprah has all this money, why she want my house? The thing is that, you know, family can only be so much for you, and unfortunately, I don't know, like I said, I don't know their situation, but sometimes, you know, if you've been rubbing this person the wrong way and they are your meal ticket, hello, I'm talking to Candy's mama. Candy, if you don't know the story behind Candy on the Housewives of Atlanta, she's been going through it with her mama forever, okay? And if you don't know, and her mom, I mean, as much as she does for her mom, it's just never good enough, never enough. She always complaining. She hates the man the woman married and all this stuff. And my thing is, like, you know, you got to be careful. If this person is your meal ticket, I'm not telling you to kiss butt, but I am also telling you to be aware of where you get your fulfillment, your money from, please. You can't just go off on everybody. And then, you know, hey, people get tired of, you know, taking care of people, you know. For me, I would be looking at it more on the spiritual side, on the Christian side. I wouldn't let anybody just be homeless if I had the power to do it, and especially if they were in my family, I wouldn't do it. But hey, that's just my side of it. But we'll see what happens with her. Yeah, looks like she's out for now. Yeah, looks like she's out for now.
But you know, a lot of the celebrities been through it. Remember, wasn't it Mariah Carey with the sister that was homeless?
You know what? I honestly didn't hear about that one. I didn't hear about Mariah Carey. But the Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon scene. Right.
The Mariah Carey story has been a while back, but there was a sister, I believe. I believe it was the sister. And, I mean, there was a lot of other celebrities in the past where there was always this one family member that was, you know, allegedly just completely being ignored or robbed by their celeb. A family member, I don't know. But a lot of people assume if you have that, oh, now I don't have to work anymore because my cousin or my sister, I mean, it just doesn't work like that. You have to work for your money. You have to work.
That's it.
And you have,
that's
yeah,
it.
You have to tell yourself, you're a grown-ass person. Excuse my friends, but come on.
Come on
now. I mean, I'm the type of person I give anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. But now to the ones that love me, to the ones that I love, I will give. Mm-hmm. The ones that were here for me when I was down, I'm up here and you up there with me, you know. But
don't try to use me.
I'm going to support a long lost cousin that I've never had contact with, but now all of a sudden you want to be my cousin. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the Lauren Fishburne and mama situation, like you, I'm going to stay out of it. I don't know their relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't know the backstory behind it. But it's just interesting to read that kind of stuff. You would never thought, you know, Fishburne was.
Yeah. I know. Deep, right?
So, it is. But it's also like, wow, you know, with money comes all kinds of problems and all kinds of other things, too, you know.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
our show is
about
that time. Yeah. Almost. I think I have one more, and that's just for the music lovers, and I'm one of them, and I know you are a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It says, great news on music. A study shows that music is so powerful, it is powerful enough to change a person's perception of this world. And I love that, and I think I'm going to leave with that thought and let you have the last words, partner. I love you all, and we'll be back tomorrow or next week. We'll surprise you.
All right, y'all. Well, that is all that she already said. Yes, I wanted to just chime in on really quick, just the music thing, just to let you guys know Jodeci has a new album, Johnny Gill. Go support, guys. Support good artists. And I love you guys, and we will definitely see y'all next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.
And before I get out of here, support Rec Ab. He's the one who did our theme song, Rec Ab, on Facebook, and Grass the Tramp on Facebook and on Twitter. Support these guys. It's nothing but love. They did our theme song that we love, and we're going to close it out with Glasses theme song. And when the show started, I know you all was like, ooh, that's dope. And that was Chris, a.k.a. Rec Ab, with the song Artist Connection. And we love you guys. All right. See y'all later. We out.
Love you guys.
B, pop, funk, rock, soul. Tammy and Tasha about to take control of your mind. It's Artist Connection time.
What's up, world? It's your funk soul leader, Glass the Tramp, and I'm crazy in love with the Artist Connection. Tammy and Tasha, keep it funky, ladies. Yeah.